بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، إله العالمين، وبه نستعين، ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having gathered us here today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakina to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was pursued by Fir'aun and he fled from this tyrant, fleeing for his life. He was worried that if Fir'aun caught up with him, not only would he kill him off, but he would massacre the people that were with him. So he fled. And he moved, and Fir'aun is in pursuit of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And when he reaches the sea, then the people that were with Fir'aun, with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Banu Israel, they turned to Musa and they said, "Inna lamudrakun." Indeed, we have been caught here. Fir'aun is behind us, the sea is in front of us, we've been caught. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, "Kalla, most definitely not. Inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen." Indeed, my Rabb is with me and He will guide me. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was brought to the fire, and this huge fire that they took 2 weeks for them to kindle, they took 2 weeks kindling the fire in order to ensure that when they threw Ibrahim into it, he would die. He was there ready to sacrifice his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, "Allah is enough for me." It is said that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and offered him, "Can I help you?" And he says, "Amma anta fala." As for you, I don't need your help. But as for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He is enough for me. Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam, he loses not only one son, but two of his most beloved sons, those who were close to him. He loved them very much. He loses them. And the only words that come out from his mouth, "Innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah." Indeed, I complain of my grief and my sorrow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, betrayed by his own flesh and blood, he is thrown into a well left for the dead. And his heart turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam is tested to the extent that he begins to lose his limbs. It is said that he was tested with gangrene. All of his family members passed away one after the other. They were dead and gone. And he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Inni massaniya ad-dur." Indeed, harm has touched me. "Wa anta arhamur rahimin." And you are the most merciful of those who are merciful. All of these anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam were tested one after the other. Yet they were the closest of the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us that the most tested of people are the anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. "Thumma al-amthalu fal-amthal." Then those who are closest to them and those who are closest to them. But if we take a look at these people's problems, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is running away, fleeing for his life. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he actually leaves and he is in the belly of a whale. He is imprisoned in the belly of a whale. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam is tested such that his limbs begin to fall off. These were the tests of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has most definitely promised to test us. But our tests are much easier. Take a look at the problems that we are going through today. They are only economic. I don't mean to make them look as small problems or the fact that it is very easy to go through them. No, because we don't have the character of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, but we can aspire to their character. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. We will most definitely test you with a little bit of fear, and we will test you with hunger. وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. And we will test you with the decrease in wealth. وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. And we will test you with the decrease in the souls. The people around you will die. And we will test you with a lack of your wealth, your thamara, your fruits will become less. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And give glad tidings to those who are patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً. Those who, when a calamity befalls them, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ. They say that indeed we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And to Him we will return. It becomes very easy for a human being to begin to think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has discarded him. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left him. You know, I've been going through these problems for a long time. I can't take it any longer. I don't know what is going on. But the believer has a different attitude. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam reached that sea, did he say that I've been cornered here, I'm destroyed, I'm finished? No. In fact, when the people told him that you are surrounded, there is no way out for you, then he says, إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Indeed, my Rabb is with me, He will guide me. Even when we cannot see a way out of our problems, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a way for us. He will open up the doors. He is the one who promises us, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. As for the one who responds to he who is in a tight situation, in the most dire of need, who is it that responds to him? وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. And he removes the evil. وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. And he makes you successors on earth. Not only does he remove that evil, but there will be ease after ease after that. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Indeed with hardship comes ease. Indeed with hardship comes ease. And you know, if we take a look at these ayat, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, with the hardship comes ease. The linguists and those who understand the Arabic language, they tell us that when a specific noun is mentioned, like the man, the hardship, and then it is repeated, it is meant to be one. But when an unspecific, like ease, it is not the ease that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, but ease is mentioned, then the second one counts as a second. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Indeed with the hardship comes ease. And then he says again, indeed with the hardship comes ease. So with one hardship comes two ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely open up the way. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam uttered these words, and he said these beautiful, amazing words of trust and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sea that is usually one split apart. for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people to go through. The very sea that the people who were with him thought was a barrier became a reason for their tyrant to be destroyed. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. And nobody knows the army of your Rabb except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never lose hope and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayah that we mentioned, he says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرُ. As for the one who responds to who, he who is in dire need. Now he says, he who is in dire need. And he says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَ إِذَا دَعَى. When he calls out to him. So if we want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot see any way out of our problems. We've got to raise our hands up to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Malikul Muluk, the King of Kings. A person has this connection live and direct with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, today in the last so many days we've been without internet. Nobody has the internet. And everybody begins to twiddle their thumbs. They're sitting thinking, what can I do here? You know, I don't have a connection. People are staring at the wall. Others are trying to find something else to do. But the connection with Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal was always live. The connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never switched off. He always left that door open. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be asked. And this is why the Arab poet says, لَا تَسْأَلَنَّ بُنَيَّ آدَمَ حَاجَةً. Don't ask the son of Adam for anything. وَسَلِ الَّذِي أَبْوَابُهُ لَا تُحْجَبُ. And ask the one whose doors never closed. That connection was always open. الله يغضب إن تركت سؤاله وبني آدم حين يسأل يغضب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes angry when you don't ask of him. Because you are there, you are a believer in him, you know his qualities, his might, his power. And the son of Adam, he becomes angry when you ask of him. So why leave the one who becomes happy when you ask of him? The one who holds the keys to your success in his life. The one who holds the keys to your problems in your life. And you ask the one who can do nothing for you. This is a human being. He may become angry when you ask of him. He may become happy. Anything can happen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly happy with you when you ask of him. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This weapon that we have of dua is a powerful weapon. And if we keep certain things in mind when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our dua becomes accepted immediately. When a person purifies that which goes into his mouth, he ensures that that which he eats is halal, completely halal, not a droplet of haram, then أطب مطعمك تكون مستجاب الدعوة. Purify your food and you will become a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to immediately. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions in one of the ahadith that a man leaves and he goes out and he is actually traveling. He becomes completely full of dust. He is tired, disheveled, ash'atha aghbar. This man, usually his dua would be responded to. Because he is in a difficult situation, when a person is traveling, their dua is responded to. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this man, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He raises his hands to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ. And his food is haram. وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ. And his clothing is haram. وَغُذِيَ بِالْحَرَامِ. And he was nourished with that which was haram. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ. Where will such a person receive a response from? They didn't care about the bounds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now all of the sudden, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Oh my Rabb, Oh my Rabb. How will you get a response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do you expect that response to come? Purify your earning, your income. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be asked of again and again and again and again. When you go to a human being and you need something and you say, hey listen, you know, can you just do this little bit for me? And you leave them. After a few minutes you come back, hey, can you do this for me? You know, I need this done. After a few minutes you come back again, he will tell you, hey, what's wrong with you? You came to me just 2 minutes ago. I know that you want this done. I'll sort it out, don't worry. But when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner, He loves it. He loves to hear from you again and again and again and again. Do you know why? This is an acknowledgement of the power of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You are acknowledging that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He holds the keys to my problem. So let me continue to ask Him. And when you continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again and again and again, you will reach a point in your dua where the dua itself will become more beloved to you than that which you are asking. The dua itself will become more beloved to you than that which you are asking for. Because the taste of that dua becomes sweet. You love to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again and again. And when you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show Him that He is the only one that has the keys to your problem. Nobody can help you besides Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Don't think that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then it is my employer. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then it is this man who will help me. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and my business will be able to solve my problems. No! It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Show Him that you are broken in front of Him and wallahi you will receive a response to your dua. These are the few words that I have to share with us today. And I hope it has served as a reminder to myself and yourselves for us never to lose hope in the mercy and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember the dua of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. That those who believed and the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would wait for so long until they would say, when is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His response is profound. If we contemplate on this, wallahi, we will never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Indeed, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to ask of Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that opening that we so seek. Ameen. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.
Allah.